Saitaperk test Mishnah Yudalad. Bifulmois shel aspasionos gozru al atras chasonim. The Rav explains that pulmos is a lotion of like a army, war, siege. During this siege of Aspasionus, who's in English Vespasian, gozru al atras chasonim. So the chachamim were gozer that chasonim, during the time of their wedding, would not wear crowns. These crowns, the Rav says, were made of, it sounds like crystal, and they used to color this crystal with gofres. The Rav brings also a daya that it was made out of hadas, or roses, and they asked all these. He says there was the only thing that was mutter was atros shel konim, reeds. And there are others, Tysus learns that this was not something they actually wore on their head, the chasen, it was almost like a canopy over them. Viala erus. And they also stopped at this time using tambourines during the time of chasenus, also to be memayit in the simcha because of what was going on. Bifulmul shel titus, gozru al atros kalois, vishel yelamit adamas b'no yavonis. During, let's say, the initial siege of Titus, Chamur gozer on the atros kalos. At this point, Faisal points out that they didn't do it beforehand, that the kalos shouldn't look in any way disgusting in her husband's eyes. She should look beautiful for him. So the beginning of the gzeira was only on the chasan. But at this point in time now, they were gozer. It was so bad, they were gozer on the kala too, that she also wouldn't wear her atara. Hers was normally made of atar shel zav. A city that was made of Zav, like we had in Masechet Shabbos, Ir Shel Zav. It looked like the city, and they wore that as like a crown on their head. And the reason that they made it Gzerv not to teach children Yevonis, this doesn't mean the language of Yevonis. Rather, this is the Chachma of Yevonis, and really it's specifically the sign language and Ramazim that they would use to communicate in Greek. So even if you understood Greek, and you could no longer tell your friend that it all sounds Greek to me, because you understand it, but you still wouldn't know the sign language was one step above. And this was the chachma that some people knew. And because of a maisa shahaya, Gemara speaks of a time where the malchei chashmonoim, there were two of them. This is, by the way, before Titus, Tysus says. It was way before Titus, obviously, because it's the time of the chashmonoim. And there were two chashmonoi kings that were fighting against each other, and there was a siege. So every single day what was happening is the people inside the wall were sending money to the people outside the wall. And in turn, they would send them animals, give money over the walls of Yerushalayim, and the Jews inside of the walls of Yerushalayim would use this to be Makriv Karbonos. And one day, some old guy that knew this sign language, or this language, these are Muslim of communication, he told the people on the outside of the wall, he said the only reason that they're still existing inside this wall is because every time you send them money, they're using it to buy Karbonos. And the schus of the Karbonos, that's what's keeping them around. But one day, they sent them money from the inside, expecting to get kosher animals for Karbonos, and instead they got a pig. And it was such a bizayon that the earth shook throughout a very wide area. And at that point, they made a curse that people should never grow pigs, because that's what they sent. They sent the pig. And also that nobody should ever teach their child Chochma Yevonis because of this that happened. Now, even though this happened earlier, it never really caught on, because that wasn't for the Hamon Av, that everybody should be knowing that way. But once Titus came, and his army, this Gezerah took hold on everybody, that nobody would teach Chachma Yevonis, because that also, many years before, that had to do with the siege. So the Lechari, they were doing it as a tikkun, because it had to do with the siege from before, and now they were experiencing this as well. And the Mishnah ends, B'pulmus ha'achron gozru shelo teitzei akala ba'apiryon b'toy cha'ir. And in the last pulyon, right before they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Romans, the chamur gozer that a kala should not even go out with an apirion. It was like a different cloaks covering her. She should not go out throughout the city like this. But the Rabbeinu, they were matrit because of tznius. It was still mutter, even though it was a procession-like and it was nice. But since it also helped because of tznius, then therefore it was mutter. And the Rav says that's the halacha. Who is this Rabbeinu? Normally it's the chacham. However, the Rambam, interestingly enough, says Rabbeinu here is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Abu Dhanasi.